Welcome to the Wisconsin Family Connection. Stay tuned to hear Wisconsin Family Council President Daniel Degner reveal how the important legislative and cultural issues of our day affect you and your family.
In the Bible, the books of Ezra and Nehemiah record the count of the nation of Israel's return to Jerusalem after the Babylonian captivity. God had allowed Babylonians to capture the Israelites as part of their punishment for their rejection of God, but in the books of Ezra and Nehemiah, God allowed his people to return to their homeland and begin rebuilding their nation. The two books record three waves of return. Zerubbabel led the first wave of exiles and rebuilt the temple in Jerusalem. Ezra, a priest and Torah scholar, led a second group of exiles back, and finally, Nehemiah returned to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. The returned exiles experienced challenges, opposition, and disappointment, but the high point in the narrative occurred after the rebuilding of the walls. The people asked Ezra to read God's law to them. They stood outside for hours and listened intently while Ezra read. Then the Levites helped explain the meaning of the law to the people. While we often think of reading God's word as comforting, to the people of Israel, it was convicting. When they heard and understood God's law, they realized that they were not following it and wept. But they didn't stop at being convicted. When they recognized their failure to obey God's commands, the Israelites confessed their sins and committed to obey the commandments of God. Their example challenges us today to read God's word and obey it. This week provides an exciting opportunity for Americans to return to God's word. In honor of America's 250th birthday, Wisconsin Family Council is joining the nationwide event, America Reads the Bible. On Sunday, Wisconsin Family Council's President Emeritus, Jelaine Appling, and I read from the Book of Exodus. Throughout the week, a total of 475 people will read the Bible aloud from cover to cover at the Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C. Those reading are leaders from every sphere, including cabinet members, members of Congress, governors, sports figures, Hollywood personalities, and national Christian leaders. If you are interested in viewing the event online, visit AmericaReadsTheBible.com. Just like the Israelites in the book of Nehemiah, Americans are gathering to hear God's word, to be convicted, and to obey. We invite you to join us in praying that this event will reach thousands of Americans and encourage them to turn to Scripture for answers and truth. In our dark world, the Word of God shines brightly to guide us through each difficult experience and unanswered question. Most importantly, we pray that God will use this event to spark a desire in the hearts of those listening for a lasting relationship with God. Sadly, the book of Nehemiah doesn't end with the excitement and dedication the people showed during the reading of God's law. Despite the efforts of Ezra and Nehemiah, some of the Israelites failed to keep their commitment to follow the Lord. The Israelites' external religious change wasn't enough to create a real shift in their hearts. True transformation flows from relationship with God, not from exciting religious experience or a commitment to moral behavior. God wants us to love, follow, and serve him, just as he wanted the Israelites when they returned to Jerusalem. As people throughout our nation hear God's word this week, we hope they'll understand that God desires our relationship with them through his son, Jesus Christ. We pray this event leads to a deep and sincere heart change for each listener, not just a temporary feeling. This week, may God use his word to transform hearts and minds in our nation. May unbelievers recognize that God's offer of salvation through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ is available to them personally. And may those who are already following Christ be encouraged to dig deeper into the Bible, grow in their relationship with God, and obey his commands. Genuine biblical change flows only from the transforming word of God. For Wisconsin Family Council, this is Daniel Degner reminding you that God, through the prophet Hosea, said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge."
This has been the Wisconsin Family Connection with Daniel Degner, president of Wisconsin Family Council. Our address is Post Office Box 14440, Madison, Wisconsin, 53708. Call us toll-free at 888-378-7395. For a transcript of this or other programs, visit us online at wisconsinfamilycouncil.org. Thanks for joining us.